Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Danny Beard.
And me, Sam Morris. Billy isn't well today.
Again.
What again? Is
he like? A liability. And this is our Sloppy Seconds. An extra special second weekly release. Don't forget, guys, if you want to get in touch, share your biggest confessions, dirty dilemmas, funny stories, or anything. What, Sam?
Camp. Crazy. Or cuckoo.
Then you can get in touch by emailing us at letters@gossipgazepod.com, DMing us on our Instagram, which all our social channels are @gossipgazepod, and you can get in touch via WhatsApp, text, voice notes, however you want. And of course, we can always keep it nonny. Head over to this episode's description to find out more. Did you like that?
I loved, you know what? Professional.
Thank
well
you.
Well done. Clean, polished.
Thank you.
Someone's
Thank
been you. Doing TV.
Well, not much, but you know, it's a hard industry. We've got loads to talk about today. Remix. We are going to be doing a Secret Santa draw.
Are we
setting a budget on our Secret Santa, guys, or should we just not?
Well, I just thought, no.
Great.
But obviously, don't feel like you have to spend a lot.
Of course.
It's whatever, you know, I think the idea comes first. And then I think sometimes...
Yeah, agreed.
Sometimes I find that if you go, oh, it's a five or a tenner, normally the thing I see is like 12 quid, 6 quid.
Exactly.
And then you're just slightly out. So I would say, we don't need to be crazy, but...
We do need to be cuckoo.
Yeah. But obviously, if you have got me, feel free to splash out. But,
yeah.
You know... I might not in return.
That's fine. That's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know. I'm not going to be spending a lot on Lily Mae then now. what are you looking forward to most over Christmas, Sam?
Oh, so I don't want to... I feel like every time...
You're going to France, aren't you?
I didn't want to say it. It just feels like every time...
What's Christmas in French?
Christmas. Noel.
Joyeux Noel. Feliz Navidad. That's Spanish. I know, but it's a good song, right?
So I am going to Geneva on Christmas Day.
What? You're travelling on Christmas Day?
Yes. Yeah.
You are dickmatized, bitch.
I'm meeting Chris.
You are dickmatized. You're dickmatized.
It's going quite well, yeah.
And are you exclusive with each other?
Yeah, it's my boyfriend.
Well, you've not hung on. This is basically a boyfriend reveal.
Sure, I told you this.
He has not said you're official boyfriends.
I have.
And it's long distance.
Yeah.
I can't ever see myself being in one of those.
So
how is that for you?
I thought that. But, however.
Makes it more exciting.
Also, I basically have like once a month a very intense like few days. And then it's all very low-key the rest of the time. Do you know what I mean? Which I think we've both got very busy lifestyles. That actually fits in very nicely.
Very sexually driven. I could not wait 28 days for the next nut.
Normally, I am. But I think this just feels different. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Normally, if you asked me this 6 months ago, I don't...
And is he coming here?
I'll do a month where I go to France. He does a month where he'll come here. We go back and forth. I'm going to go meet him in Geneva, in Switzerland.
On Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day. Hopefully it's nice.
Are you going to like wake up and see family, or are you just going to get up and go, girl? I can't imagine travelling somewhere that far on Christmas Day.
It's quite
I think
exciting.
Everyone's going to be like, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
And the flight was £35.
What? Because no one's flying on Christmas Day. That's what.
Because I was going to do it on Boxing Day.
And it was £135.
It was like 200 quid more.
Wow.
But so going Christmas Day, I'll go to Geneva, meet Chris there. We're then going to go through France to Nice.
Why does Chris feel non-French?
It's Christian.
Well, I like that. Christian.
We'll go to Nice for a couple of days. Then we're going to go to Milan for a couple of days. Go back to Nice for New Year.
Is he Parisian?
No. He's actually from like the never ever east of France. Actually near the border of Geneva. No, he's very polite, actually.
I like that.
Very, very polite.
French are generally quite, when I've been in Paris, quite rude, but I kind of almost love the vibe. I think they just hate English people, and so do I, really. But do you know what I mean? Like,
Paris is very different to the south of France. Actually, Paris definitely has that very much like chic couture kind of like. But I would say Paris is way more chilled than like parts of the south of France. South of the France is a bit more like reserved. So I think sometimes people can be a bit ruder there. But also, it's weird because it's like beach vibe, South France. It's a mix. It's a big old mix.
I'm really happy for you.
I'm having a great time. Honestly, I'm just having fun with it. And
I love love. I love love.
I definitely did tell you because the...
You probably did. Unless it's about me, it doesn't retain.
Yeah. Because that was only because I managed to start speaking French better that we could have a proper conversation. And I basically claimed him. I just went, tu es mon petit ami, which just means you are my boyfriend. And he went, yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. Sweet.
So Sam's like, in this committed relationship, I still could be getting them STI checks just to double check this.
Oh, don't worry.
Because if he's fucking cheating on you, I'll fucking fly Air France straight over there and chop his bombellos off.
We had that conversation when I met him in Paris. We met halfway once in Paris, and it took about 45
minutes.
Meet
me halfway. Right at the borderline's where I'm going to stay. For you. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I'm having fun with that. Oh, what's your plan on Christmas Day?
My family are... Thank you, that was the way I asked you. My family are coming over. My mum, my dad, my brother and my sister-in-law.
That's nice.
And me and Kai, and we're all going to be on the only floor. I'm joking. We're all going to be at my apartment having Christmas dinner.
Have you hosted before?
I've hosted Christmas before, but my ex was a great cook. And they cooked everything.
Are you cooking?
And my current boyfriend, who I love with all my heart, is not a great cook. And he will... I shouldn't do that. You shouldn't really...
Okay, let me rephrase the question.
I'm not comparing.
No,
I'm just,
it's fine.
Yes, I'm cooking, but it's all from M&S and it's all pre-cut and it's going in the oven.
I've nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong
means
with
it. Means you get to spend more quality time with the family.
Exactly. And me and my current boyfriend, who I love with all my heart, are going to go for a nice walk in the morning on Christmas Day. More time to spend with my loved one.
That is very nice.
And that is what's nice. Important to me. So our first Christmas together, we have been friends ages for people that follow us. Like, we've got like there's people at home with like Danny and Kai posters on the wall.
Yeah, like what, 15-year-old girls messaging each other like, oh my God, it happened.
Yeah.
Danny and Kai finally got together.
This one's for the Reddit fans. I just think Christmas is a time for loving and wrapping up and eating and just being just generally bad. Like, it's all bad food,
naughty.
Isn't it? Naughty. It's naughty.
And we have a review, by the way.
Let me hear it.
We should say it because we've been asking for people to... We have said that we would read out people's five stars review. We have said that we would read people's five stars reviews. And we haven't actually done it, but they have been coming in.
Well, let's read one from Andy.
Do you want to take this?
I'll do it. Where's he from?
He doesn't say.
Does it say? We can say he's from Ireland, yeah. Do that.
Andy L. 1504. Started listening to the pod a few weeks ago when Ella from Married at First Sight was a guest. I have started from the beginning now because I find it so fucking funny. And it's great to see the journey that Billy, Danny, Sam and the whole team have been on here.
I said I.
Oh, are you Irish as well now?
Yeah.
I have laughed my head off in the street listening to this. Such a great show and definitely up there with the greats.
Aww.
I added a few little Irishisms there just to really believe.
I really...
Well, that was a really nice review. So thank you, AndyL1504.
I really enjoyed your Irish accent as well. That could have been on Derry Girls.
I felt weirdly then when I was like, thank you, AndyL1504. I felt like if you ever flick telly on late at night and it's like the casino and like random like pervs are like messaging. And there's always like a really young, quite attractive presenter. They're not always the best presenters. But do you know what I mean?
Would you ever do that if it was a gig?
Where there's money, there's me.
Exactly.
No, but I have. I think I've spoken about on here, me and Billy have a weird obsession with telly shopping late at
night.
Really? Late at night telly shopping is a skill that, I mean, I don't want that skill, but it's a skill. And they could sell fucking a piece of dog shit and they would be like, this isn't just dog shit. Like, this is a statement piece there. Like, look what you could do with this dog shit. This isn't just a, you could wear this as makeup. You could eat it. Look at me. Like, they just...
And it's good for the environment.
Like, it's good for the environment. It's a recycling. Do you know what I mean? They find, this is recycling your dog's food and making it into a gift.
Well, have you not seen...
How nice would this be under the tree this year? Oh my God, I would love this piece of dog shit under my tree. It is a skill that I love watching.
Have you not seen how that has basically infiltrated... And like everyone's telly shopper now, because on TikTok,
yes.
You could, so now, like, I saw a 14-year-old trying to sell me Invisalign the other day.
What?
And she was just like, "I'm just trying to make some money," and I was like, "What the fuck?"
We're gonna go to a very short break now, and then we'll be back. So enjoy these adverts, courtesy of our very kind sponsors. Are you cuckoo for confessions? Are you gagging for gossip? Are you turned on by trauma? Well, if all of those things ring true to you, then make sure you're spreading the news by spreading the podcast. And tell your friends, allies, fellow queens, queers, and quibbly quabbly cuckoos that we are here every week, twice a week, in fact, just like the family that you no longer like. Spread the love by spreading the podcast. Share this episode on WhatsApp now if you dare.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to part two of the Gossip Gays podcast. Sloppy seconds. That was kind of like, whoa, white girl, calm down.
Yeah. you know what else we've got?
Go on.
That I would really love to talk about.
Let's go for it, baby.
This is my most wonderful time of the year. Do you know what it is, Danny?
France Day?
France Day. No, we've had a new word added to the Oxford Dictionary. The word of the year...
Riz. I got asked this the other day.
Do you not know what Riz is?
So I was the gig. Hang on, let me just pick this name up. Well, I was with Joanna. Joe, as all friends call her.
Wait, Joanna Lumley asked what Riz is.
No, so the orchestra that was on the gig was like, "You're young. Do you know what Riz is?" And I went, "What's that?" And she went, "It's been added to the dictionary. We don't know what Riz is." And I went, "Oh no, but I know what Jizz is." And she went, and turns the camera and went, "Bet you can't take him anywhere." And I was like, "Bitch, you know I'm sexy."
Don't go. I thought Joanna Lumley would have loved that joke.
Joanna Lumley wasn't there. She was just on the gig, so I have to mention her.
Okay. Do you know what Riz means?
They told me and I forgot. It's like...
Charisma. It just means charisma. I'm going to nerd out now. The etymology of the word Riz...
What's etymology?
Structure of words, stuff like that. But no, it's so interesting because normally when you shorten a word, you take it from the start or end. It's very rare people take it from the middle.
Charisma.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But you know why else it's interesting, right? It's the fastest a word has entered the mainstream. About a year ago, no one was saying Riz.
I'm not.
Exactly. Well,
should I be?
I was because I'm down with the kids. About a year ago, no one was saying Riz.
Me and
right?
millions of people's bumholes just clenched up when you did that.
That's fine. About a year ago, no one
Keep
was
going.
Saying Riz, right?
Own it.
And it has entered the mainstream so fast in the space of a year. But when you look at other words that are similar, like flu from influenza or fridge from refrigerator, so much longer for
I didn't know those words came from that.
Yeah, etymology.
Of course they do. Fridge, refrigerator.
But it took... So I saw on TikTok...
What else is there?
Fridge, right, from refrigerator. That took about 20 years to actually enter the mainstream. Flu only really entered the mainstream once the pandemic was a thing. You know what I mean? In terms of
We had Spanish flu back in the day. I mean, I went there when I say but in we, terms but of, they had, you know...
In terms of, like, the height of it being used, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Riz has entered so fast that basically it's a comment on, well, with social media... and everything like that, words blow up fast. And
we're connected more than ever.
Yeah.
So it would have took... Imagine someone in America saying, fridge. I would not have heard of that in the UK until that word had gotten on a boat.
Exactly. Well,
and come here.
It used to be that words travelled by word of mouth.
Yeah.
But now it's by screens and instant. So next year, our word of the year could be something that we've never heard before.
Then. Ever.
You know what I mean? So I think it's exciting.
It is exciting. And do you know what? You provide such a fountain of knowledge on this show. This show could be so trashy and just full of shit and bum holes and corn and things that we don't like to talk about. But you make it intelligent. So
we drop in. We just tried to keep it on the edge.
I'm on the edge.
Now, can I just make 1 year in advance predictions of what I think some contenders for Word of the Year next year will be?
No, because we might not even know them yet.
I've got that's true.
Yes, what you've just
if
said.
It's going to be from today, there's two words that I think could end up mainstream much more. One of them, zombieing. We spoke.
What
about,
zombieing?
Equivalent of ghosting, but zombieing's when they keep coming back.
Mm.
So I think zombieing could.
Surely that should be Jesusing.
Jesus.
No.
We'll make it work.
Let's make it work.
Like, oh my god, I've been He's been resurrected.
Or just rezzed.
Just rezzed. I like that.
Do you know what? Just call, just text me.
The other one, the kids are saying yat now.
What's yat?
It just means fat ass.
Have you seen the new Beyonce film?
No, is it good?
Brilliant. And she talks about a fupa.
A vagina?
A fupa.
A fupa.
Fat upper pussy. She says it in the film. I'm proud of my fupa. And I'm like, Beyonce has not got a fupa.
If Beyonce is going for word of the year 2024. On the same topic, by the way, Lily Mays comes to me with an idea.
Ooh!
A brand new idea.
Light bulb moment.
I wish I could claim this idea, but I can't. This was Lily Mays' idea.
I like that you'd be very generous towards Lily May, because I would have said it was my idea.
Credit where credit's
due. I can edit that out, though. That's sensible.
So, basically, we have, very much like Oxford Dictionary Word of the Year, we have our own vocabulary on the Gossip Gays.
I see where this is going.
And Lily May suggested that we should cement some of those in our very own Gossip Gays dictionary. Maybe we can call it the Morris Dictionary. I don't know.
What, after you?
Keep going. That was also Lily May's idea, and we know that Lily May's ideas are great. Anyway, Lily May has found a collection of Gossip Gay vocabulary words that aren't actually in the dictionary.
Okay.
And I think we should pick one as the Gossip Gays Word of the Year, the very first Gossip Gays Word of the Year.
Nice.
Shall I read these to you and you can
What are
some...
the contenders?
The contenders. We've got a top five.
I think we should go through them individually, and what we're going to do is I will play clips of you using them in the pod. Perfect. So when we talk about them, you'll be able to hear the context in which they were spoken in.
Perfect.
I like it.
And that is important because we need to know, is it a verb, an adjective, a noun?
I always forget that words have to go into those categories.
Don't worry about it too much.
Yeah, it's very hard for a dyslexic.
Should we go for our first one?
Let's go. Don't call just text meme.
So the first one is text notes.
That was just a fuck up on my behalf.
But it kind of worked.
You've, text notes.
I think all three of you have said it by accident.
It works.
Text notes.
And you can get in touch via WhatsApp, text notes. What am I saying?
I don't know. You don't know.
Getting tongue-tied?
I think you made some up then.
Yeah, you sound like your nana. Do you know when she don't pronounce like TikTok right or like WhatsApp?
Well, for those that understood us, get in touch.
You can even text note us on WhatsApp.
Yeah, you can. Or you can get in touch via WhatsApp. Text notes.
Ooh, it's catching on.
That'll be in the dictionary next.
Don't call just text note.
Bitches know that they don't text
me. Sexy.
I think that works quite well, text notes. I like text notes.
Because it covers voice notes and text and WhatsApps. It's an instant message to your phone.
The next one. I can't remember saying this. I fuck.
I'm getting better looking, or people are just opening their eyes to me, but there's a lot of eye fucking going on. Do you like when you catch somebody's eye?
Eye fucking,
I'm going to call it.
People love eye fucking the DJ, though.
It's working.
Talk me through an eye fuck.
Somebody was
eye
staring at me like
eye
I was...
Eye fuck me now.
It's where you're staring at each other from across the room and there's instant connections and you both know it and you're both doing little things and then you kind of look away and then look back and then look away and then look back again.
Like when you're cruising.
I think that's a strong contender.
I think it's
a good
contender.
Gaze eye fuck so much.
I fuck all the time.
I think genetically.
Sometimes my dog eye fucks me though.
No, I think she just wants to be
and
fed.
I'm like, that's disgusting.
My theory, I think gays are genetically coded to eye fuck because when you're not out, when you're younger, you are going off eye contact.
Which is kind of what I was saying in the clip, like cruising.
Yeah, and you're kind of like using eye contact to try communicate, I'm queer, are you queer, I'm down, are you?
It's like when Tyra Banks used to say smize.
Smizing.
But this is, you would go from smizing to eye fucking very quick. Mm. And if they're not gay, you would smize. And they would not even smize back. And then you wouldn't start the eye fuck.
And it's safe, right? Because like, well, I wasn't checking you out.
I was just smizing.
I'm just smizing.
I wasn't eye fucking, babe. Whoa. Not every gay likes men. Like, chill out, straightie. I was smizing, not eye fucking.
This one's less subtle. Throat goat.
That's not our word.
I don't think we can claim that. Anyone's going to claim that it is Kim Petras. Yeah. So whilst I think that's a strong contender, I do think that belongs to the one
Miss
and only
Kimmy.
Miss Kimmy.
I partied in Sydney.
Yeah.
I fell in love, actually. I did fall in love.
I thought you would.
I fall in love everywhere again.
I thought you would.
I met these two guys that were part of a thruple and they were just really fit. And they were in Muscle Beach Corner and I was like, we're not partying in there. And then before I knew it, I had my fucking tits out.
Right.
I had a twink hanging off my back fat. Honestly, it was just...
Dripping from you.
Oh, God. I didn't know if it was sweat or men, but it was dripping all over me. I went to the sauna. Yeah.
The bathhouse, if you're from America.
The bathhouse, darling. I just needed to steam my vocals. It was a lot on my vocals.
Right, Shirley Bassey.
And honest to God, I did a Shirley Bassey, darling. I got some throat openings. I am a throat goat.
Do you remember that rumour going around about Shirley Bassey requiring...
Yes, thank you. You got
cock.
The pop culture reference.
I love a pop culture reference.
Can I just say as well, those guys in question that I spoke about in that clip messaged me after that.
What did they say?
I forget that I'm not just sat in a room with 3, 2, 1 friend and a dog. My Izzy, not Lily May. And... they messaged to say we loved you too.
Oh, that could have gone worse.
I didn't want to be in a 4-way relationship with someone in Australia. I'm never going to Australia again.
I don't think your throat could handle it, to be honest.
Don't underestimate the pricing. My throat can handle it.
Our next word, I actually do not remember this one, and I'm not sure how to say it. Willies? Willise.
Are you selfish in the bedroom? I am a little bit.
No, I'm not.
I kind of, sometimes when I'm really in the mood, I'm not. But when I want to, just quick. a quick release.
A quick wank is a release.
It really, you know, I do like that. You know why I also like it? Willise. It's got a lot of sibilance. It's like something being released. Willise.
Yeah, I like it.
A lot like air out of a balloon, a Willise.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm a going Willise. With it.
I actually like that. And last one, Chode, Reclaimed Edition.
I also feel like we need a term for like girth and hung, because you can't. Sometimes people say hung. They can just have a big fat but it's little. Do you know what I mean?
Chode. What, a chode?
You're on about a chode.
I don't want to say the term chode. I think it's derogatory.
Why?
But you just said you wanted a term for exactly that.
Oh, it is chode. But I feel like we've used chode in like nasty terms.
Chode. Yeah, but that's only because you got called a chode in school.
Exactly. And it's not fair.
You're basically saying we need a word that means chode but sexy.
Yeah.
You said chode but make it hot. It's giving chode but hot.
Billy, if you just want to reclaim the word chode, just reclaim the word chode.
We're doing it here right now. Right here, right now.
See, that one's not just a dictionary definition. That's a political movement.
Yeah.
A political movement reclaim the word chode.
I think my contenders are between text notes and chode. Or actually release. I think we can get rid of I fucking throat goat because I think other people use them and that's not our original term. And I think we'd be very Alexandra Burke delusional to think that we brought the elephant into the room that they were our notes.
So
I would say I don't think we have to have coined the terms, although I do think it is a bonus if we start with one that we've originated.
I agree. I was actually going to narrow it down to Willise and Chode because I think one's a political movement. I stand with the people of Chodes, and Willise I think actually has a lot of usage.
Willise was an accidental invention, and sometimes they're the best kind of inventions.
Exactly. Most
and also it's got a catchy theme tune to it, which not all the words had.
Penicillin.
Willise me. Come on.
Absolute.
Willise my body. Actually, that was really nice between all of us.
That was. Did that just decide it?
You can sing.
Oh, well, thank you.
I can be a backup singer if you want.
Where my backing singers at?
I think with Willise as well, it'll start as the literal meaning with the releasing, but then I think you could also use it in other terms.
I feel so like Carol Waters here, and she is a fucking amazing left wing icon.
And I know what I was going to say, like penicillin invented by accident. Most good things, I'm pretty sure.
What, did they fucking eat moldy bread and they cured something?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
That is what grows on the bread, is it not, penicillin?
No, don't do that.
I thought penicillin was growing on bread.
No.
I always eat the green apple bread. So. It's good for you, no?
But you know I'm going to come back next week with all of that research.
Please do. And I also, just to clarify, I don't really eat the green on the bread. We all have, haven't we? We've all eaten a piece of toast and then gone for the next piece and be like, shit.
By accident.
Yeah. Green, I've just eaten a piece of that before.
But part of me does believe that if I toast it enough, it's fine.
Oh, no.
Anyway, back to the word of the week or the day or the year.
Can I just say what I think we're all feeling?
We're feeling Willise.
Oh, we're feeling Willise.
I've got it. I've got the vibe.
Yeah.
I think that...
And Billy will be proud because that was a Billyism.
Yeah.
I've just come up with another word.
Billyism!
No, I already said Billyism.
When?
Ages ago. I remember I said Billyism.
Every great idea is stolen. That can be next year.
I think...
McDonald's was a stolen idea.
What?
Watch the film.
I will watch that. Yeah, I think Willise just encapsulates everything that we need from a Gossip Gaze word of the year.
Yeah.
Being added to the Morris
And also, dictionary. It's so Gossip Gaze. It's also to do with sex, which everyone that listens to this is fucking obsessed with.
Oh, you know every letter we're getting now is... Oh, I'm so obsessed. I needed a Willise.
Yeah. I needed a quick Willise, but accidentally somebody shit on my mum's back door mat and my mum shouted, I need a corn.
Do we want to sort of officially crown Willise as the
Danny,
word?
Get I don't that know if chicken Danny, crown out
Danny,
the
you're,
fridge.
You're the
Have you got any scissors? I could cut a ribbon.
No.
Hi, I'm Danny Beard off the telly. And to launch our Gossip Gaze word of the year and our new Gossip Gaze dictionary, also known as the Morris Dictionary, I'm officially putting our first word in, which is Willise.
Yay!
You're welcome. Very welcome.
Release.
Here is Sam with what release actually means.
Release, a verb. The need and action of quick sexual release, i.e. Billy was horny and needed an immediate release.
I think we can all just take a moment for Billy and just thank him for bringing that word into our life.
Yeah, thank you, Billy.
Thank you, Billy.
Thank you, Billy, for bringing that.
Thank you, Billy, and I hope your come down is released out of your system and that you join us next week.
The Gossip Gaze.
This year, we are doing a Gossip Gaze Secret Santa.
Ooh.
I'm very excited.
This is basically our office. Yeah. I think Lily May's prepared a really nice pot that I'm sure was stolen from somewhere around audio always offices.
Yeah, I've actually just forgotten where I put it. I literally just took out some audio tools and put in some paper in there.
That's
Give me
nice.
One moment.
Now that Here is kind of cuckoo and crazy.
Box. So, actually, I should say before we get into this. So, to go over, we're going to do the Secret Santa name reveal now. So, we'll all pick a name out of the box, and that is who your Secret Santa recipient will be. Billy obviously isn't here today, but in all fairness, as it'll be us four, I will not look at the remaining one, and I will basically ask some other member of the team to
I
send that
bullshit.
On.
So we are going to keep this secret. We're not announcing.
Exactly. But feel free to react.
Make a noise
feel
to
free
indicate.
To, yeah, whatever. People can guess. And please, if you do get yourself, be honest. Put it back in because that is... But imagine we all just get ourselves.
That is camp.
It would be a little bit, but...
but okay, I'll play
I am
along.
Advising not to. So I'm going to come around with the box now. Who wants to go first?
Me.
I was going to graciously let you go first.
I was going to graciously not let you go first. Release me. Which one do you have?
There you go.
That's my reaction.
Oh. Danny got Lily May.
I already know what I'm buying.
Okay, that's interesting.
I know straight away from the name I pulled what I'm going to buy. It just came to me in a vision like that, so Raven.
That's good. That's good when that happens.
Yeah.
What about you, Sam? What do you think about yours?
I actually did have an idea ahead of time.
You got me.
If
you got
I
me.
Got this person.
Did you get me? Look
I
me
actually,
in the eye.
I actually...
You got me, I can tell! Sam got me, I can
no,
tell!
No, I didn't.
Come
I didn't.
On. No guessing just
I
yet.
I didn't.
Right, I'm going to pick mine now. And I'll see if I can make a noise. Okay.
Oh, Lily May hates this person.
No, absolutely. I don't hate anyone on the team. Thank you very much. I just have a cold and I don't want to make a silly noise.
Okay, I'm excited. This is good.
I'm going to close the box up now. We all have our own. This remaining one I have not opened. That will be given to Billy
dun, dun, dun.
By another member of the team. So we will be back together next week, hopefully with Billy, and we will open all our gifts together. Are you happy to reveal who you got for after we've opened? I feel like that's...
100%.
Yes.
That's what we need to
Perfect.
Do.
Perfect. Right. Well, that's exciting.
Can't wait. Well, I will see you then.
Girls, gays and nays, it's come to the end of the show. I'm really excited for next week's Secret Santa. And don't forget, if you're doing Secret Santa, the best thing you can do is re-gift someone a gift that you don't like. And that is what I will be doing here on the show next week for Lily May. I'm joking, I didn't really get you. Or did I? If you want to get in touch, share your biggest confessions, your dirty dilemmas, your funny stories or anything else, you know it. Say it with me now. Camp.
Crazy and oh, cool.
Then message us, text us, do you know what you know what you're doing. It's the end of the show. So please don't forget to give us a glowing 5-star review and all of that. We'll be back Thursday with the main episode. Hopefully Billy will have washed the drugs out of his system and will be back with us here. We love you lots. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.